This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Busy time.
Yeah. It's always busy, though.
Yeah, but I mean...
Busier than normal right now? Yes. Yes, it is. We're kicking off Artisphere. Our Arts and Nature Festival, which we have been working on all year long, begins tomorrow. It kicks off. Tomorrow is Earth Day, of course, as most everyone knows. There'll be all kinds of Earth Day activities happening in Fayetteville downtown. There's a... events going on all over the city, and we will be having a kickoff party and gallery reception opening at beginning at 5:30 tomorrow night. That's Friday. So that will be free and open to the public. There will be music, there will be food, there will be art, and there will be festival passes on sale. And assuming, you know, crossing our fingers that the weather is good, it's going to be outside. So that will be quite a lot of fun.
But if we do have thunderstorms?
We're moving inside.
Okay. It will happen.
We will be in the lobby, which will also be fun because you'll be right close to the exhibition. So what we'll be doing is we will have two musical groups. We'll have Shannon Wurst in the Bradbury Amphitheater in the garden. And then we will have the progressive bluegrass or... any number of things, from rock to folk to blues. They bring it all together, and they're really fun. I think you're going to hear traditional sounds that you're used to in the bluegrass world, but you'll also hear some new and interesting things. We will also have a curator talk with Andrea Packard, who is our Garden as Muse curator. The Garden as Muse is the exhibition that's in Joy Pratt Markham Gallery. It will open on Friday. They're installing it right now. And it features the works of five different artists, all contemporary artists, and it explores how they interpret gardens. And what's fun about the exhibition is that it isn't literal interpretations in a lot of ways. It's not a photo of a flower or a painting of someone's garden in complete realistic detail. It's interpretations of gardens by these different artists who work in different mediums. So there's photographs that have been manipulated. There's sculpture that I got a peek at the sculpture yesterday, and it's gorgeous. There's paintings. There's more different styles of paintings. And several of the artists are actually here with us, including Lois Dodd, who is a very respected artist, and it's her birthday this weekend. Oh. So she's coming to us to celebrate, and we will be welcoming all of them and hearing about their art tomorrow. So again, that begins at 5:30, free music, food, art, the whole thing. So anyone can come down and join us.
That's tomorrow.
And that is our official Artisphere kickoff. And then we go right into the full lineup of Artisphere programming. The next show is the very next day. That is at 11 a.m. on Saturday. It's called Imago Theater. It's visual, dance, vaudeville, very fun, very engaging. People who came to see Momix last year as part of Artisphere would probably enjoy this. But kids will also like it very much because they are basically dressing as animals and cavorting about the stage and having a good time. And then on Monday the 25th, we have the university's Spring Choral Showcase at 7:30. And on Wednesday the 27th, we have the rescheduled Washington Regional Gala.
Little Big Town,
that's right. So Little Big Town got stuck in some travel difficulties when they were supposed to be here last time. And we're just so, so glad that we were able to find another date for the event.
That quickly.
That fast and that close to the original date.
Right.
That's just wonderful, especially considering Little Big Town is pretty hot right now. So finding an open date on their calendar was a bonus. Then on Friday the 29th, we have two performances of a beloved kids show, Thomas and Friends, the live show. People with little ones will know this and they will love it. There are two shows, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. A few tickets left for that, not many. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come to that, you need to get your tickets soon because they're going to sell out for sure. The 1st of May, we have Lucinda Williams at the Amp.
That's a Sunday,
correct. And then 2 days later, we go into our final Broadway show of the season, which is Les Miserables.
Which is a huge spectacle show.
And it's the 25th anniversary tour. So there will be some changes to the show. It's actually been reimagined since the original concept. I remember when I saw it, you know, the big deal was the turntable and the big sweeping songs. Well, you'll still have the big sweeping songs. The music hasn't changed, but the production has changed. Hmm. And so the turntable is no more.
Oh.
Yeah. But what I have heard is that they have modernized it and they create these different the different senses of place using projections and lighting. And so it's different. But what I've read in reviews is that it's great and that it feels like a very timely and appropriate update to this wonderful show. So that's May 3rd through May 8th, 8 performances. As of right now, it is sold out.
Sold out.
But we are hoping that, you know, with ticket turnbacks and, you know, with last minute holds getting released, that we will have some tickets. All we really can tell you at this point is keep trying and keep calling and keep checking the website, because if anything comes available, it goes up online immediately. And then that same week during Les Mis, we will kick off our two first concerts as part of Artisphere. We will have a band called Eden's Edge, and they will perform at Fayetteville's First Thursday on the 5th, and they will also perform at Bentonville's First Friday on the 6th. And that is sort of that's the first real big Artisphere concert. It's going to be wonderful. They're a new up-and-coming band, country band. They're all, three of them are from Arkansas, so they're very excited to be kind of, it's almost like they're launching themselves here at these festivals. And we'll have, you know, Artisphere things on sale, and we'll have special gifts and giveaways, and it's going to be wonderful.
And Broadway for next year?
Yes. Actually, on the 3rd of May, which is the opening night of Les Mis, our Broadway season will go on sale on subscription, which means if you decide you want to buy the full Broadway package, 6 shows, you can do that at that time. The full season will be announced next week, but I can tell you that it's really, really exciting, a really interesting mix of classics and new stuff. Some of your favorites, like West Side Story, will be on there.
That's a hint.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, I can spill that one. And then we've talked about others. You know, we'll have a show about cheerleading. We'll have a show
about a nanny.
About a nanny and her little charges. Mm-hmm. We will have a show about 80s rock. And Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash may get together in a show.
They may.
So it's really exciting. And so you can watch the papers. It will be announced next week. And you can buy the subscription online. It ranges in price from, you know, around $200 for the full package to up. So if you think about that, you know, that's 6 performances, 6 Broadway performances for only $200. That's a pretty good deal. It depends on the night of week that you go. But we're thrilled. We're just really excited about it. And there's some additional shows that you can add on once you have purchased your Broadway subscription that I think people will be quite excited about, including the return of several blue-faced characters that I think people will enjoy seeing again.
The Smurfs are coming
back. Yes, the Smurfs. I wish the Smurfs were coming.
Anything we've talked about. Anything
All
we've
of
talked
it.
About.
WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600, or come down and visit us at the box office. It's very, very busy right now. The phones are ringing a lot, and the website is really busy. So if for any reason you're having a hard time getting through, just keep trying. We will get to you, and if you leave messages, we will definitely call you back. So we hope you'll keep trying if the queue is long or something.
Okay. Jody, thank you very much.
Thank you.